Happy story from Libya now. We are joined by Diane Foley, who was on this program several days ago. He's the mother of James Foley, a reporter for the Global Post, on the line from Rochester, New Hampshire. Diane Foley, some happy news this morning. Describe what you've heard and how you heard it.
Well, we actually have heard primarily from the reporters in Tripoli. There are several foreign and also American journalists in Tripoli, and it's really they who first saw the our son Jim and his companions released to a local hotel in Tripoli.
Have you spoken with your son James?
Yes. I've spoken to him twice, and he sounds great. He sounds very eager to get out of Libya. We're not sure they're out yet, so we still have some angst about that.
Have you told him about the really exciting journalism that can be done covering the city council in Rochester, New Hampshire?
Isn't that funny? Exactly. He really doesn't think that's too exciting, I'm afraid.
But a mom has to be worried about a son who goes into war zones, particularly as a freelancer where you don't necessarily have the same pull as a New York Times reporter, right?
Absolutely. It's been frightening. This has been a nightmare. There's no question about that. And he's very eager to come home. He really is.
But I'm a news guy here, Diane Foley, and it seems to me that on some level, and put aside your motherly instincts for just 2 seconds, this does suggest that Gaddafi has some control of things going on over there in Tripoli.
It does. It does. We're somewhat surprised, to be honest. We don't really understand what's going on, but you're right, John. I mean, we're really not sure what this is all about, to be honest. But the bottom line is we're just anxious to see him and have him home.
You bet. Diane Foley is the mother of James Foley, a reporter for the Global Post, one of four journalists who, after being held for 6 weeks or so, were released from custody, the government reportedly sentencing them to a year in jail on charges of illegally entering the country, that sentence presumably suspended. One more little story on the journalist element here. A fifth journalist, Dorothy Pavaz, we reported on yesterday, who worked for Al Jazeera, arrived safely in Doha after disappearing in Syria and being sent to Iran. What do you think the threat is for a journalist generally, and what advice would you give to other moms out there concerned about their sons and daughters working in places like Libya?
Advice, prayer. I mean, it's a very frightening world. We need these brave young journalists. We definitely do. It gives a voice to the voiceless throughout the world. So I'm very proud of Jim's work. I'm sure other families of journalists, foreign journalists, are also, but it is dangerous work. There's no question about that.
You know, Diane, when I talked to you last week, you were in the middle of it all. You sounded tough as nails. How'd you do that?
It's, our strength is our God and faith in God taking care of the situation, really. And family and friends have been amazing. So it's all of that.
All right. Well, I wish I could be there for the homecoming party. James Foley on his way home. Reporter for Global Post, Diane Foley, his mother, who watched the developments moment by moment, even traveling to the U.S. State Department to get information. Diane Foley, thanks so much and good luck to you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye now.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.